good morning. It's a Friday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, wow! I mean, I couldn't believe it when I looked at the total in the lockbox this morning.
What's the stats, David? What's the stats?
$424,902. We're on our way to $500,000, but we only have the weekend to do it.
Look, David, I have to tell you, I love so many people who have done so much to make this happen. We don't often enough stop just for a second to say thank you to everybody and say, thank you, you get it. You get what this is all about. We have a very interesting situation going on. We have Donald Trump couldn't get it through the Congress to revise Obamacare. So now he's going to do it on his own. And it's what I call, frankly, David, the war on the poor. We've always known this was happening. He said during the campaign, people who were gay should vote for him. People who were black should vote for him. People who were Hispanic should vote for him. And yet every single day, we see some rejection of the values of groups of people who he said should be for him because they couldn't do worse. Well, they're doing much worse. He's trying to paint it that he's revising Obamacare because there's money from the federal government that goes to help pay premiums for the very poorest to the insurance companies. And he says this is basically a war on the insurance company because he doesn't like the insurance company. Well, up is down, down is up. Words don't matter anymore, apparently. So this is a continuation that we have been seeing towards presidential power. Yesterday we saw the president, or we heard of the president saying to Puerto Rico, this can't last forever, our helping you over there. So one after another, these dominoes fall.
And I heard you yesterday in conversation during the roundtable about the tax cut that the administration wants. Will the base, many of whom could be hurt by these ideas and potential legislation, get it?
Well, that's a very interesting point, because we do know that many people in the so-called base for Trump are people who are of modest means. And now we find out that in this tax proposal, what we see is a plan that will basically hurt the middle class, not help them. And a lot of allegations about that. It will help the people at the very top. Are we surprised? And there is a question to many people. Is this really all about helping Donald Trump?
Of course, we have witnessed now the death of 31 people in a charred landscape, as the headline says this morning in the New York Times, in a sky filled with soot in California. And the other part, which has to do with political agreement, and that's on climate change.
That's right, David. Roselle and I just took a trip out to the West Coast, and we couldn't go to see certain waterfalls and others because the fog that is caused by the smoke was so thick that they were calling off all kinds of tourists and other things so that people couldn't go and see. Now, the least of their problems is whether or not we could go and see a waterfall. The most of their problems, of course, is that this is now getting to be a regular thing. So first it was in Oregon, and now it's in California. Thousands of our countrymen are suffering, and yet we have a president who says he's not sure that climate change is real. Now we see an attack on the First Amendment, which we saw yesterday, which would take away licenses from people who are critical of Trump. This is how it begins. And so this is a time for great courage. Hey, we're doing it. It takes courage on our part. It will take courage on everybody else's part. So, David, I really hope everybody will finish this off and do it today. We're about, a little less than $80,000 left to go to make that $500,000. That's incredible. And I know we'll do it.
And lest you think it isn't serious, take a listen to the Media Project on Sunday night, where you'll hear Rex Smith and Kalen Brown, as well as Alan, talk about the issues with the First Amendment and the presidential administration.
And Rex says this is one that he is really willing to go to war over. Good for him. You know, I mean, we have seen countries in history fall into totalitarianism, and this is the way that it happened.
WAMC.org. Have a wonderful, relaxing weekend, and don't forget to put something in if you can.
And everybody, we'll start on the fund drive on Monday. The last two we've done in just about a day. And if I know my people, and if I know the people who are listening to this radio station, they're going to want to make a point.
See you Monday, friends.
WAMC.org. Later on this morning, we only have one poor operator. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262.